With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. There has been a shooting by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. Sources say that the person had a firearm. More on that, but first, two-thirds of the U.S. population is facing down a monster winter storm and extreme cold. The storm's snow and ice will stretch over 2,000 miles from Texas to New England as it tracks east through the weekend. This man shopping for groceries in Makana, Georgia, says for people in his area, it's all about being prepared.
I wonder if it's that kind of a southern thing. Like, we just want to be make sure we're good for the for any kind of winter blizzards or anything that could come. But if we got a little bit of something, we just want to make sure we're stocked up.
Federal immigration officers have shot and killed a man in Minneapolis. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara says a 37-year-old man was killed Saturday, and he added that information about what led up to the shooting was limited. The experts are warning people not to put too much confidence in the weather apps on their cell phones as they try to keep track of the dangerous weather events happening right now.
Apps are great for nice, boring days, but during big winter storms like the one blowing through the U.S., here's the problem. A lot of apps take raw computer model data and turn it into very specific looking numbers, even when there's a ton of uncertainty. Apps aren't human. They don't understand why weather happens. And that's where human meteorologists come in. Humans look at moisture, dry air, timing, and adjust forecasts instead of just copy-pasting model numbers. That's why experts say your most reliable forecast during storms like this is still local TV meteorologists and local National Weather Service offices. Trust the humans first.
Just under 12,000 flights have also been canceled for the weekend. This is SRN News. The ACLU is running a transgender sports ad.
The spot, which you can see on YouTube, features various celebrities encouraging males to play sports against females. The ad tells the viewer that in sports, an individual can, quote, be who they really are. The ACLU campaign has sparked a backlash amongst female athletes. Posting on X, former national artistic gymnastic champion Jennifer Say says, quote, women's sports are for women only. Take your identity affirmation elsewhere. Michael Harrington reporting.
The global music industry hit 5.1 trillion streams in 2025, according to a year-end report from Luminate. It's a new single-year record, up to 9.6% from 2024. While streams of new music songs released in the last 18 months were slightly down from the same time last year, Christian and gospel music defied the trend. This is SRN News. President Trump was often center stage at the World Economic Forum in Davos this past week. Among the three high points were his economic speech, his announcement of a framework of security in Greenland, and his announcement of an international board of peace to oversee the peace process in Gaza. But the effect he left some EU leaders wanting more distance from the U.S.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said,
"The seismic change we are going through today is an opportunity, in fact, a necessity, to build a new form of European independence."
EU leaders are also discussing Trump's proposed Board of Peace, which some countries have declined to join.
The Pentagon has released a new U.S. national defense strategy. It calls upon U.S. allies to take control of their own security. More details at SRNnews.com.